This is Studio One at CBS.
Ellen, it might be heaven to be Edgar Linton's wife, but I know I do not belong in heaven.
Miss Cathy, you are in love with Heathcliff.
Yes. Yes, I am. He's sunk so low, Ellen, so low. And yet, he's more myself than I am. All Heathcliff's miseries have been mine, and his joys my joys. If everything else in the universe perished, and only Heathcliff remained, I'd still be content. Ellen, I am Heathcliff.
With the dramatic moment from Emily Brontë's Wuthering Heights, CBS invites you to Studio One, a full-hour Columbia feature from the pages of the world's great storytellers. Stories known and loved by millions. And now to introduce tonight's great story, here is the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Miss Emily Brontë is one of the few novelists known to literature whose solitary major work in a career halted by early death can be called without question a classic. Once heard, the somber and brooding story of Wuthering Heights cannot be mislaid in memory. You cannot forget Cathy, ardent and beautiful and wild. Nor can you forget Heathcliff, handsomely sinister with a dark heart and a gypsy eye. In fact, it is difficult to forget any part or person in the story of their tormented love. And the setting of that story, the fearful immensity of the moorlands in the north of England as the 18th century died, remains in the mind like a returning nightmare. Tonight in Joseph Ruskell's version for listening of Wuthering Heights, you'll be hearing Miriam Wolfe as Cathy, Anne Burr as Isabella, and Gregory Morton as Edgar Linton. Hester Sondergaard as Ellen, the family servant, tells the story, and I'm going to join them at the microphone to play Heathcliff.
Wuthering Heights as a very young servant girl and remained there all my life. First as housekeeper to Mr. Earnshaw, the master, whose children, Cathy and Hindley, were often left in my charge. But by the time Heathcliff came to us, I'd almost become a member of the family. It was a dark, restless night when Mr. Earnshaw returned from a trip to Liverpool with the gypsy boy, Heathcliff. The carriage approached Wuthering Heights, rattling and jolting up the road over the wild moorland. I held no suspicion of what was to come. I held no notion of the tragedy that had its beginnings in such an innocent homecoming scene.
Whoa there now.
Welcome home, Mr. Earnshaw.
Is that you, Ellen? Such a night. Got home just in time. How are the children?
Oh, they're well, sir, though Cathy's wild as ever. They're still up.
Good. I brought something for each of them.
Mercy, what on earth have you there up top?
A gift of God, though he's dark as the devil. Down you come now, lad. Jump, boy. Here, take my hand.
No! A sullen little ragamuffin. What in the world?
Found him starving on the streets of Liverpool, Ellen. Spent several pounds trying to find his owner. Nobody knew or cared. Hop down, laddie.
No!
But we are home.
Mr. Earnshaw.
Eh?
You mean to say you brought him here to...
To live with us a while. Why not? I couldn't leave him there to starve in the streets. Well, come into the house when you've a mind to, my bonny lad. We'll be waiting. Oh, I don't
understand the boy.
He'll come. A bit contrary, you know. Lots of spirit for all they beat him. I fancy the boy reminds me of my own son.
Welcome home, sir.
Evening, Joseph. Will you look after the horse?
Oh, yes, sir.
But, Mr. Earnshaw, that, to live here. Are you quite serious, sir?
Just about my son Heathcliff's age when he died. Don't you think?
I still don't like it. I know children, sir. That's a bad one. Full of bitterness.
You'll wash him and give him clean things, Ellen? Yep.
With bad gypsy taint, sir. He'll bring trouble, I'm sure.
And mind you feed him well. The poor little tykes are thin. Where are the children?
They're waiting indoors.
Oh, no, there. Where's my little imp, Kathy? Kinley, Kathy.
Oh, Papa! Oh, Papa, you're back. Did you bring it?
Father. Did you bring my present?
My left pocket, Kathy. The whip, I promised.
Oh, let's see it. Let me crack it.
And here, Hindley, in my right pocket, this one is for you.
Oh, I can lob off Hindley's earwig.
Father, stop it. Quick
now, Miss Kathy, you behave.
Quite so. Here's your gift, Hindley.
Thank you, Papa.
Father, she hit me.
Open your present, boy.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Let me see. Quickly, sir, quickly.
Ah, good to see you, boy.
Oh.
Here, children, is a very special gift. I brought you from Liverpool. Come here, lad. Don't be afraid.
Who's this?
Children, this is a playmate for you. He's agreed to come to stay with us. Well, how do you like him? Hindley?
Well, he has a horrid smell about him. Did he ever wash himself?
Hindley!
Oh, Papa, Hindley has no manners.
Do you like your little playmate, Kathy?
Oh, yes. He looks most interesting. Of course, he does rather... smell a little.
With a brisk arm, that'll come off the soap and water, I dare say. Ellen.
Yes, sir?
To the tub with him, and then pour him into some of Hindley's clothes.
Oh, yes. My clothes? Oh, no,
now,
sir.
Now, listen to me. All of you. You're to treat him like one of the family from this moment on.
What's his name, Father?
We shall call him after your other brother, God rest his soul. Heathcliff.
Heathcliff, is it? It's come along then, Heathcliff, and we'll get you cleaned up.
Leave me alone. Take your hands off me.
My word.
I hate you. All of you. I hate you.
Give me that horse, you hear me? Give me that bridle.
I will not. He's mine. The father gave you a horse, too.
Mine's lame. I want yours, Heathcliff. By rights, they're both mine. It's not your father. You never had a father.
Hindley, you be silent. Leave him alone.
A miserable little schemer, Kathy. Father gives him the best of everything, everything that belongs to us.
Hindley, put down that stone.
I want that horse. What right has he got around here anyway, the gypsy beggar?
Hindley!
I'll turn him out when father dies. That's what I'll do. I'll turn him out. I'll be master then, and under the law, I can do as I please.
Look out, Heathcliff. He's trying to throw the stone.
Throw it. I dare you.
Yes.
Throw that stone and I'll...
You nasty bully, you killed him.
He deserved it. Nobody from nowhere. Get up, boy, get up.
Heathcliff, are you very wounded, Heathcliff?
I'll pay him back someday. I don't care how long I wait if I can only pay him back. Thinking it out in my head how I'll do it. Thinking it all out in my head, Kathy.
Faster than any of the boys.
Let's sit down. Let's sit here on the rock.
Pretty well.
Look, Heathcliff. Through the rock. There's our magic cave.
Yes.
Let's make three wishes, shall we, Heathcliff?
No, Kathy.
Why not?
What if they don't come through?
What's the matter, Heathcliff? Why are you sad? Has Hindley been unkind to you again? Why do you never laugh? Except sometimes here at the magic cave. What are you thinking of?
You and me, and we'll be together when we grow up, and who I really am.
Oh, Heathcliff, you're a prince in disguise. Your father was emperor of China, and your mother a queen of India. You were kidnapped by wicked sailors and brought to England. And when we grow up, you shall take me for your bride. Because I love you, Heathcliff, and you must never, never leave me. As long as you live. For if you do, I shall die. Promise, Heathcliff?
I promise, Kathy. As long as I live.
gypsy. You've lived to see some changes, eh? Who's master of Wuthering Heights now, eh? Tell me again, Heathcliff.
It is not difficult to tell, Hindley.
Who is master? Tell me.
You, Hindley.
Mr. Earnshaw.
Mr. Earnshaw?
Oh, a sorry day for you now my father's dead. He's passed your wheedling after all these years, eh? Now, let's have it again. You're willing to stay on under my conditions, as a servant, cleaning my boots, sleeping in the stable?
Yes.
Sir, you gypsy dog.
Sir? Sir.
But why, street beggar? Surely even you might do better elsewhere.
I have a reason,
sir. On your knees, gypsy. I shall watch for a bit. Scour this stable and be quick about it. Look at it, filthy as yourself. Wipe that snarl off your face, or I'll do it myself with the back of my hand. I don't know why you stay on, stable boy, but I confess the situation amuses me. Quickly, clean up this pigsty and look lively, or I'll have you flogged to an inch of your life.
Come, we'll sit down at the entrance of our magic cave. Oh, you look so angry. Are you still planning revenge?
Yes.
Do you never stop?
No.
I hope old Joseph didn't see us.
Why?
Then Hindley would find out.
And what if he does find out?
You know very well. He'll order another fast for me and another flogging for you.
Why?
You know why.
Tell me, I say.
Well, because...
Because you're a lady and I'm a wretched gypsy boy educated above my own station.
Oh,
he's made me a street card again for you to whistle at and throw a crumb to. Kathy, I can't bear this. We cannot continue to see each other.
No, you mustn't ever leave me. You promised, Heathcliff.
We do not belong together.
Only that Hindley's so cruel. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my riding crop and lop off his ear, that's what, even if he is master of Wuthering Heights. Oh, the law's wicked to give him such power. Heathcliff, we'll run away together, you and I. But first you'll need a good scrubbing. Look at you. Why do you keep so dirty?
Why, indeed.
What's that? Listen. Do you hear it?
What?
Music. Oh, isn't it lovely? It's coming from the Grange. The Lintons are giving a party.
Hmm.
That, my world. The world Ellen tells me I'm entitled to enter.
Yes. And it is not mine.
Heathcliff, let's run across the moors to the Lintons and peep through the windows.
But Kathy...
Come on, I dare you. Quick, I'll race you to the Lintons and the one who comes in last.
Kathy, this is wrong. We should not be here.
Heathcliff, let's hide behind this hedge. Just look in there. Look. They're dancing. Oh, how beautiful. Those dresses and the lights and the white and gold ceiling. Oh, Heathcliff, I do want this other world. But with you, and we dance like that until...
Oh, it's the Linton's home.
Oh, let's get away from here, Heathcliff.
Come along. Quickly, Kathy, over the wall.
I can't see it. It's so dark.
This way. And you devils!
That's
the wall. Now, quick, climb over.
Help me, please.
Give me your foot.
Oh,
he's
biting me, my
ankle. Get in here, my boots, you beast.
Let me see.
I hit the
gentleman
by the leg.
Keep back, Joseph. Keep back.
Run, Heathcliff. Get away.
Who's there?
Call off these surgeon hounds, you fools.
It's a girl. Oh.
Father,
what's wrong?
Oh, Chappie, come to see you, Edgar.
Why, it's Catherine Earnshaw.
Off, Skulker, off. Oh, she's bitten badly.
Who's that, Father? Who's hurt?
Catherine Earnshaw, Wuthering Heights. Stand back, Isabella.
There'll be lift for someone.
Take your hands off her.
Who in the world is this gypsy with her?
Why, it's her brother's stable boy.
Indeed.
An Earnshaw walking the moors with a stable boy, and at night, hear of...
My brother should hear of this.
Leave her alone. Where are you taking her?
Into the house. Get out of here.
Not without her. I won't go without Cathy.
Robert Thomas, seize this gypsy.
Right.
And send him back into his master. He'll get a flogging for this.
What a strange young man. He has such curious dark eyes.
I'll pay you back someday. You just wait and see. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you all back.
Stand still, Miss Kathy, while I fix your curls.
Edgar Linton will be here any minute, and I don't want to be late for the dance.
Gracious me, what a change has come over you since you returned from the Linton. I swear, more was cured there than a dog bite.
Meaning?
Such a grand lady you've become, and such a beauty. Even Isabella Linton is not to be compared with you, my dear. And it's only yesterday, it seems, that you were just a wild hoyden.
I still am at heart, Ellen. And sometimes I want nothing more than to run in the moors again. But then I'd sell my soul for a lovely silk dress, like the one I have on now. Two people, Ellen, that's what I am. Goodness, that must be Edgar. Ask him to wait downstairs, Ellen. Heathcliff.
Yes?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be working in the fields.
I want to talk to you, Kathy.
Heathcliff, you march right out of here. If the master ever finds you
get
here...
Get out, Ellen.
Well, I never...
Get out, my business is with Kathy.
Please, leave us, Ellen. What do you want?
He's coming here again, isn't he?
Who?
That white-blooded dandy Linton.
Well, what if he is coming? Are you jealous, Heathcliff?
And if I am... Kathy, look at this.
The book. Well, what is it?
An almanac. You see, the crosses are for the evenings you spent with the Lintons, the circles for those spent with me. I've marked every day.
Yes, such foolishness. And where's the sense of it?
To show that I do notice. Why are you dressed in silk?
And why are you inviting Hindley's anger? If he finds you here,
I'll take care of your brother Hindley in my own time and my own way. Why are you dressed in silk?
Because I'm going out with a gentleman. Must I report to you? Look at you, filthy and in rags.
Yes, in rags. Because of you. I've stayed here since your father died, been beaten and cursed like a whelp and driven nearly insane. Only so that I could be near you.
And near Hindley to hate him.
Don't go with Linton tonight, Kathy. Stay with me. We'll race each other across the moors to Penistone Crag and we'll sit together near the magic cave. Oh, Kathy, you're mine. Mine.
Who are you to order me about? Don't come near me. You'll soil my dress, stable boy.
Soil it, will I? The dirty stable boy is going to soil the fine lady's dress. Well, here then.
You ripped off a ruffle. How dare you, Heathcliff?
Kathy, what's the matter? Mr. Linton's arrived.
Kathy, I couldn't help overhearing. Why, it's the stable boy.
Yes, it's the stable boy.
But do you wish him ejected, Miss Kathy?
You fancy yourself man enough to put me out?
Why, I...
Without any help this time?
Now, you come along with me, Heathcliff. You've caused enough trouble. If Mr. Hindley hears about this, he'll roast you alive.
Let him try. Just let him try. I won't put up with any more from him or anyone else.
Kathy, I think you owe me an explanation. I simply can't understand how a gentlewoman like yourself...
Yes?
Why your brother, that is, would ever allow...
Yes, Edgar?
Or why you would allow a mere menial, a flunky
what
to...
What do you know about Heathcliff?
Very little, but he's obviously a blackguard.
Blackguard and all, he's my friend, and you'll speak well of him or get out.
Oh, but surely you can't mean that gypsy beggar, your friend.
He's worth 10 of you. How dare you insult those I love?
Those you love? That vile servant boy?
That's enough!
You slap me.
Where are you going? You must not go.
I must. How can I stay after you struck me?
Then go, if you please. Get away. I'm sorry. Now I'll cry. I'll cry myself ill.
Listen to me, Kathy. I know you didn't mean all that. Please don't cry. I have something to ask you. Something important. Please listen to me.
I'm listening, Edgar. I am listening.
Ellen. Ellen.
Now, Heathcliff, don't come bothering me in the kitchen when I'm busy.
He's still with her, isn't he, that young gentleman?
Enough of that, Heathcliff. Edgar Linton's a fine young man.
She hates me, Ellen. She despises me. She won't even let me come near her anymore.
Well, no wonder, the way you've carried on like a wild heathen. Mind your manners to her, Heathcliff. Miss Cathy's not the devil-may-care little girl that used to run over the moors with you.
But she must be, Ellen. She must.
Oh, Ellen! Oh,
that's
Miss Cathy. Now run along, Heathcliff.
I don't want to. I want to hear her voice again. I want to tell her.
Run along now, quickly, out to the back. Oh,
very well, devil. Take it.
Ellen, dear Ellen.
Yes?
Can you keep a secret? Edgar Linton has just asked me to marry him. Tell me, what shall my answer be?
Do you love him, Miss Cathy?
Who can help it? Of course I do.
Why?
Why? Because I do. Isn't that sufficient?
By no means.
Well, because he's handsome and pleasant to be with.
That's
no answer.
Well, then, because he'll be rich, and I'll be the finest lady in the county.
Yes, still bad. And now, say how you love him.
Oh, such a question, Ellen.
Have you forgotten about Heathcliff?
Heathcliff? Ellen, it would positively degrade me to marry Heathcliff. What was that at the door?
The door?
Oh, no matter. Yes, Ellen. It really would degrade me to marry Heathcliff. And yet, I don't know. Once I had a strange dream. A very strange dream. If you'll not mock me, Ellen, I'll tell it.
Yes.
I dreamed I was in heaven. And that heaven didn't seem to be my home. And I broke my heart with weeping to come back to earth. And the angels were so angry, they flung me out into the middle of the heath near Wuthering Heights. And I awakened sobbing for joy. You see, Ellen, it might be heaven to be Linton's wife, but I just don't belong in heaven.
Miss Cathy, you are in love with Heathcliff.
Yes. Yes, I am. He's sunk so low, Ellen, so low. And yet he's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. And Linton's is as different as frost from fire. All Heathcliff's miseries have been mine. And his joys, my joys. If everything else in the universe perished and only Heathcliff remained, I'd still be content. Oh, Ellen, I am Heathcliff.
Listen, it's a horse.
Heathcliff! Stop! Stop! Miss Cathy!
What is it, Joseph?
It's Heathcliff. He's run off. What? He's taken the brown mare and run off.
Run off? Why?
Yes, Cathy, I fear that Heathcliff overheard you just now. What? He must have been just outside the door.
But what did I say that he could resent? What did he hear?
He heard you say it would degrade you to marry him.
Oh, no. Oh, why didn't he wait? Heathcliff!
Well, he'll come back, Miss Cathy.
He'll never come back. I know him.
Miss Cathy, where are you going? Now, don't go out into that storm, child. You'll catch your death of cold.
Heathcliff, don't leave me. Heathcliff, come back. Come back, you don't understand. Oh, please come back.
Earnshaw, thank the Lord you've come home.
Where's that lout, Joseph? Why couldn't he stay awake to unsaddle my horse?
He's out with the searching party.
Huh?
Mr. Earnshaw, something dreadful has happened. Cathy's gone out on the moors, so they haven't found her yet.
Gone?
She ran out in the storm hours ago. After Heathcliff.
Heathcliff?
He's disappeared. He jumped on a horse and disappeared. And she went running after him.
Heathcliff's disappeared? Oh, well then, fetch me a bottle and we'll drink to it.
But, Mr. Earnshaw, aren't you going out to look for your sister? She'll die on the moors.
Let her die, then. Disgrace this household, will she? Running after that gypsy scum. A plague on them both. Let her die. Fetch me a bottle, do you hear? Fetch me a bottle.
How is she, Doctor?
Ill. Very ill, Mr. Linton. Where'd you say you found her lying?
Beside one of the great rocks at Peniston Crag. I brought her here because, well, I was afraid her brother, when he hears the story...
I see.
My sister and I will give her the best of attention. Her mate Ellen's come over to help. And as soon as she's well...
Oh, whey and water, girl. Feed her nothing else. And watch that fever.
Oh, she's coming around.
Heathcliff.
You're at Linton Manor, dear Kathy. This is Edgar Linton. And I'm going to take care of you and get you well. There is no need to cry. Sing for her, Isabella. Sing and play the clavichord. Music is medicine.
Done a good job, Edgar. I warrant Kathy will soon be able to return to Wuthering Heights.
Oh, return? Well, that's splendid, Doctor.
Has she mentioned him at all?
Not since her delirium passed, not for months.
Good. And very good that no one seems to have seen hide nor hair of our precious Heathcliff all this time. Heathcliff has simply disappeared into the night. Disappeared entirely.
Thank you, Edgar, for lending me your strength and for showing me that heaven isn't such a bad place after all.
Heaven? Why do you say heaven?
I'd like to make you understand. There was a strange curse on me that made me someone else. Someone who looked face down into the moors. A wild, unhappy thing calling for someone to save me. And then you came.
Oh, Kathy.
And you spoke to me. You were very gentle and good and taught me to look up, always up. And there was heaven. And heaven seemed good, Edgar.
Kathy, my darling, stay with me here in heaven forever. Let me nurse you, love you, protect you for the rest of your life. Oh, Kathy, marry me.
And will you always be gentle?
Always. Always.
Then I will marry you, Edgar.
Oh, Kathy, my wife.
Yes, I must rest, please.
Oh, of course, I had forgotten my excitement. I'll come up later after we've dined.
Yes.
I'll bring you some fresh flowers. Rest well, my dearest.
Oh, Heathcliff. Heathcliff.
From Studio One at CBS, you are listening to Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Our story will resume after the customary pause for local station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Continuing Columbia's full-hour feature production from Studio One, Emily Bronte's tragic romance, Wuthering Heights, featuring Miriam Wolfe, Anne Burr, and Fletcher Markle.
After the marriage of Miss Kathy to Mr. Linton, things went on well for several years at the Grange. Miss Kathy behaved fairly well, and Mr. Linton and his sister, Miss Isabella, attended to her every wish and whim. Peace and quietness went uninterrupted until an evening which I recall as the third anniversary of Miss Cathy's marriage.
Ah, is that our tea, Ellen?
Indeed it is, Mr. Linton. And a happy anniversary to you, sir.
Thank you, Ellen. I am very fortunate. Our third anniversary, an old married couple. And yet to look at Cathy there at her needlework. Ellen.
Sir?
How does Mrs. Linton seem to you? Is she happy?
Miss Isabella plays the spinet beautifully, does she not, Mr. Linton? See how closely Mrs. Linton listens to her.
She never did get back the color in her cheeks. Does she seem well, Ellen?
Would you see who that is, please, Ellen? I've sent Thomas on an errand.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Linton.
Will you attend to the tea things, my dear?
Of course, Edgar. And look, Ellen has made some of her little cakes, your favorite.
I had noticed that.
Nothing for me, thank you, Kathy.
Oh, Isabella, I'll swear you'll starve to death.
Mrs. Linton, a gentleman wishes to see you, Mrs. Linton.
A gentleman?
Well, who is it, Ellen?
Well, it's a gentleman.
Edgar, will you please see what he wants?
Of course.
No. He especially wants to see you, Mrs. Linton.
Oh, Miss Kathy, it's him. It's Heathcliff. He's come back. Heathcliff.
What? The gypsy? The ploughboy?
Oh, hardly, sir. You wouldn't recognize him in his fine clothes. He looks quite the gentleman.
Oh, Edgar, darling, he's come back. He has. Oh, be kind to him, will you?
Well, now, don't strangle me. Why should I be kind to him? He never struck me as such a marvelous treasure.
Now, Edgar, dear, I know you never liked him, but won't you try to be friends with him now, for my sake? Oh, please, Edgar, may he come in.
Here, into the parlor?
Yes, yes.
Oh, very well.
Show him in, Ellen.
Yes, miss. Why, Kathy, darling, you're trembling so.
Nothing, Stella.
No, I remember him. Well, yes, I suppose he was handsome in a certain way. Those curious dark eyes, but...
Mr. Heathcliff.
Oh. Come in, sir. Come in.
Thank you. A pleasant and peaceful domestic scene. I trust I do not intrude.
Heathcliff.
Yes?
How are you, Heathcliff?
I am well, thank you.
Do sit down, sir. Mrs. Linton, recalling old times, would have me give you a cordial reception. And, of course, I am gratified when anything occurs to please her.
And I also, especially if it be anything in which I have a part.
We were about to have tea, but may I get you a whiskey?
No, thank you. You're looking much the same, Mr. Linton.
I suppose I am. But it's startling, Heathcliff, the way you've changed. Why, you seem to have met prosperity wherever you've been. London?
America. You see, I made 3 wishes at the Magic Cave before I left.
Magic Cave?
Ask your wife, Mr. Linton. She knows the place very well.
Heathcliff, please.
And who is this lovely lady over here?
Oh, I'm sorry. May I present... Oh, but surely you remember my sister Isabella?
Of course. Beauty so blinding, Miss Isabella.
How do you do, Mr. Heathcliff? It's good to see someone from the world outside. We do not often have visitors.
Where do you intend to stay, Heathcliff?
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights? With Hindley?
Why, yes, Mrs. Linton. I've been your brother Hindley's guest for several days now. He wouldn't think of putting me up elsewhere. We get along most admirably. You see, I now have a great deal of money, and he has a great many gambling debts. I have no use for the money, and he has no use for the debts. So we're really ideal companions. Curious, isn't it, Hindley and his former stable boy?
There's something underhanded you're up to, Heathcliff. You haven't changed at all. I should have known.
I must be returning to Wuthering Heights. Get along home early as a good neighbor should.
Will you come again, Mr. Heathcliff?
Perhaps. Perhaps we shall meet again. And now I'll bid you good night.
Wait, Heathcliff.
Well?
I'll show you to the door.
Good night, Heathcliff.
Good night.
You expect me to thank you?
You've been very cruel to me, Heathcliff.
You have been more cruel.
To be absent and silent for 3 whole years and never to think of me.
A little more, perhaps, than you have thought of me.
Come visit again, please. Come often. But not with a scowl on your face or an old bitterness in your heart. We can still be good friends, can't we, Heathcliff?
Friends? And you'd be content? Good night, Mrs. Linton.
Kathy! Oh, Kathy, dear.
Yes, Isabella.
Do stop feeding the doves for a moment and listen to me. I need a confidant or I feel I shall burst.
Yes, there's something I have to say to you too, Isabella.
Oh, but mine comes first. Oh, Kathy, Heathcliff and I have become great friends. And today...
That's what I want to speak to you about. Isabella, you must stop throwing yourself at that blackguard.
Blackguard? But it's you who've invited him over so often.
Well, after all, he's an old friend of mine.
And a blackguard?
And a blackguard.
How dare you treat me like a child and interfere with my life? How dare you malign everything I love?
You mean to say you've actually fallen in love with Heathcliff?
Yes. More than ever you loved Edgar.
Oh, silly little goose. And do you think Heathcliff would ever consider you?
Consider me? He has gone beyond that, Kathy. He has proposed to me.
No. I don't believe it. I don't.
You don't? Then wait and see.
Isabella, listen to me. Do you know whom you're dealing with? A beast, that's what he is, a devil.
That's a lie.
Believe me, I'm warning you. He'd crush you like a sparrow's egg. I know he could never love a Linton, but he's quite capable of making a try for his fortune, just as he is for poor Hindley's land. And I say all this to you, though I'm his friend and always will be.
A lie, a lie. I see through you now, Kathy. You're jealous of me.
I jealous?
You love him. You've always loved him. I'm not blind. That's why you'd rather die than see me as his wife. You want to hold him on one leash and my brother on another.
Isabel.
You don't want to make him happy. You want to destroy him, but I won't let you. Do you hear, Catherine Linton? I won't let you.
Joseph, there's someone at the door. See who it is.
Is he good, sir?
Kathy. Well, Kathy, welcome back to Wuthering Heights.
Heathcliff, I must see you. It's about Isabella.
Yes. Our little Isabella.
Will there be anything else, Mr. Heathcliff?
Nothing, Joseph. I'll ring if I need you.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. What is this, Heathcliff? You speak as though you were master of Wuthering Heights.
I am master, Kathy. I own Wuthering Heights now.
You're jesting.
To heaven to hold and to my heirs, successors and assigns forever. Your brother had gambling debts and I had cash, all very legal, I assure you.
Heathcliff, have you no conscience?
A gypsy stable boy has no conscience.
Where is Hindley?
I shouldn't worry. I wouldn't think of evicting him. After all, he once gave me a roof over my head between thrashing.
Where is he, Heathcliff?
Upstairs in the attic, drinking himself to a cold grave.
The devil catches his due. From the devil. And are you paying me back, too? Just a little?
Just a little? Ah, yes. And now the object of your pleasant visit. We'd quite forgotten.
Heathcliff, I want you to stop seeing Isabella.
And why, pray?
I beg it.
And what is it to you?
Heathcliff, is it true you've asked her to marry you?
Quite true.
But you don't love her, do you? You don't, do you?
Are you jealous, Kathy?
Do you, Heathcliff? Do you?
You are jealous. And if I thought you weren't, I... Do I love Isabella? Of course not. I despise the girl. She's a Linton. She'll experience odd things as my wife. No doubt I shall paint her blue eyes black every day or two between caresses. I've told her so, but she thinks I'm joking.
Heathcliff, when has she ever harmed you? Why are you doing this awful thing to her?
Punishment. Punishment. Suffer as I've suffered these last 3 years. Every time I hold Isabella in my arms, I hope you'll die a thousand deaths.
You marry her to do that? Just to punish me?
Yes, to punish you for your sin. For wanting to become the finest lady in the county when you knew you belonged to me and always would. And I've been true to the one true thing in life, our love. But now, as you've chosen it so, let me have my Isabella and you, your Linton. And let me burn in your heart as you do in mine, and let us go down to damnation together.
Joseph? Joseph!
Yes, Mr. Earnshaw.
Has he gone up to his room for the night?
I believe he has.
Has he locked the door?
I'm sure I don't know, sir.
If he hasn't, I'll kill him. I'll go up and kill him. Just once let that vulture leave that door open and... fetch me another bottle of whiskey.
But, Mr. Earnshaw, you've already had it. Your doctor warned...
Fetch it, I tell you! He stabbed me in the back, Joseph. Robbed me of my home and gold. The whiskey, I say. I'll kill him, you watch. Just one more drink. Just let him once keep that door open and...
The door is open, Hindley. It's always open. Well? Yeah, Joseph, I brought our guest another bottle of whiskey. Open it.
But, Mr. Heathcliff, it's against doctor's orders. Doctor said it would
kill... Do as I say, Joseph. What do doctors know of hospitality of the human soul of a bottomless thirst of revenge? Eh, Hindley?
You foul gypsy scum. I'll go to the Lord, you hear? I'll have you thrown in irons and have Wuthering Heights back. Swindling, black-hearted devil.
Open it, Joseph.
I'll be master here again and turn you out. I'll turn you out. Just wait.
Poor Joseph. All he wants with the compliments of his former stable boy. I don't know why he stays on here, but I confess the situation amuses me. Keep pouring, Joseph. That's it. A drink for every insult I've ever suffered at his hands. A drink for the stone he threw at me as a boy, and for every curse and wound and flogging he's ever given me, and for every tear I've shed. And while we're at it, gentlemen, let us make a toast to treacherous Catherine Linton, and another for the baggage who will shortly call herself my wife.
What's wrong?
Edgar, this note. Read it. Isabella has run off. She's run off with Heathcliff to get married. Well, what are you going to do?
What do you expect me to do?
Go after them. Kill him. Kill them both.
No, she already has died. She's no longer my sister.
What?
Not because I disown her, but because she has disowned me.
But this marriage can't go on. It mustn't go on. I won't let it. I won't. He'll never belong to her. Go after them.
What does Heathcliff mean to you?
Oh, you're a coward. A puling, milk-blooded coward, or you'd go after them. I wish Heathcliff had flogged you sick.
Kathy.
But cheer up. You shan't be hurt. He'd as soon lift a finger at you as a king would march against mice.
Catherine, you still love that wretched Heathcliff. You flatter yourself. I don't perceive that you're being very foolish. Catherine, am I nothing to you anymore? Is Heathcliff...
No! Don't mention his name again to me. Say it once again and I'll jump from this window. I'll jump.
Kathy, you look ill.
Oh, it's beating in my head. Pounding. Pounding.
Kathy, darling. She's fainted. Call the doctor.
Heathcliff? Heathcliff, darling?
Yes, what is it?
Why do you sit there brooding? You're thinking of her again, aren't you? Kathy, always Kathy. Please, Heathcliff, look at me. Heathcliff, I'm your wife.
I hear she's fallen ill.
Oh? Do you care what happens to me? Do you know I'm alive? Do you know I even exist? Oh, Heathcliff, have pity on me. Let me come near you. Kiss me. Oh, please love me. You're driving me mad. I'll soon be fit only to join Hindley Earnshaw up in the garret.
Kathy's ill.
Kathy, Kathy, Kathy. Kathy belongs to my brother. She's forgotten you.
Forgotten me? For every thought she spends on your brother, she spends 1,000 on me. And if he loved her with all his powers, he couldn't love her as much in 80 years as I could in a single day.
Oh, you do know how to torture me. You beast. You vile beast.
Isabella, where did you find that pistol?
Don't move, Heathcliff. I'm going to kill you.
It looks like Hindley's pistol, the one he was going to kill me with the other day.
It is. But Hindley is a coward, and I'm not.
Promise me that, my dear Isabella?
I'm deadly serious, Heathcliff.
So am I. Fire, Isabella. You'll be doing me a lasting favor. Aim carefully. Do not think or talk. Fire. Well?
Oh, God!
Ellen.
I've come to Linton Manor with a message for Miss Isabella. Her brother wants her to come there at once.
But Ed, this won't be Ellen.
He needs you now. Miss Kathy...
Kathy's what? Kathy's what, Ellen?
Oh, let go of my arm, Mr. Heathcliff. You're hurting me.
And it's true, she is ill.
She's dying.
Dying?
Of a strange fever. Dr. Kenneth says it seems she wants to die.
Heathcliff, where are you going?
Stand aside.
No! Let her die. Let her die. Then I can live.
Stand aside.
No, I won't.
won't let you go to her. I won't. She's dying just to get you back.
You poor fool. Do you think she ever lost me? Stand away from that door.
Sleep. Go to sleep. Kathy, my darling.
Not yet. Open the window, Edgar. The wind. It comes straight down from the moor. Do let me feel it on my face.
Oh, no, it's too cold. You're feverish.
Open it, please. Let me have one more breath before I die. Oh. Isn't there a south wind? And isn't the snow all gone?
Yes, it's quite gone, dear.
Look out, Edgar. Do you see Wuthering Heights?
No, not from here.
Of course you do. Isn't that my room with the light in the window? And isn't that old Joseph sitting up waiting till I come home so he may lock the gate?
Oh, Kathy, Kathy, lie back. There's nothing.
And isn't that a boy and a girl racing each other over the moors and holding hands right there under Penistone Crag?
You must go to sleep now, my dear.
Yes, you... been so good to me. So good and kind, Edgar. You brought me to heaven. But I suppose I didn't belong there. Tell Heathcliff. Tell him to wait for me at the magic cave.
Yes, yes, I'll tell him. But get some rest now, dearest Kathy.
Where is she? Where's Kathy?
She's upstairs, sir, and not to be disturbed. Mr. Linton's gone for the doctor.
Get out of my way! Kathy! Kathy!
Your own heart, Kathy. You killed yourself. Killed yourself.
Don't talk. Just hold me close to you.
No, I'll not comfort you. You deserve this.
Kiss me, Heathcliff.
You loved me. What right had you to leave me? What right, answer me, for the poor fancy you felt for Linton?
Hold me close, close, and don't let me go.
Nothing could have parted us. Death or the devil himself. You did it. You, and you've broken your heart and mine.
Let me alone. If I've done wrong, I'm dying for it. Isn't that enough? You left me too. But I won't scold you now. Oh, forgive me, Heathcliff.
Oh, Kathy, your wasted hands. I forgive what you've done. Kiss me again and don't let me see your eyes. I love my murderer, but yours, how can I? How can she ever be forgiven?
Come, Heathcliff. Race me over the moors again. Race me to the magic cave. Oh, hurry, hurry, my dearest one. Why don't you come?
Kathy, no. No.
Mr. Heathcliff, Mr. Linton's coming. Go, please, quickly. Don't let him find you here. Miss Kathy.
Kathy is dead. I pray one prayer. I repeat it until my tongue stiffens. Catherine Earnshaw, may you not rest as long as I am living. I killed you. Haunt me then. Haunt your murderer. I know that ghosts have wandered on the earth. Then be with me always. Take any form. Drive me mad. Only do not leave me in this dark alone where I cannot find you. I cannot live without my life. I cannot live without my soul.
Strange, Ellen. You mean Mr. Heathcliff has vanished?
Oh, yes, entirely. No one has seen Mr. Heathcliff since that night poor Miss Kathy died. Since he fled from her house like a man possessed.
And he never returned to Linton Manor?
Not from that day to this. Neither there nor here to Wuthering Heights. But no one even seems to know.
Ellen! Ellen! Something dreadful has happened. Mr. Heathcliff.
What is it, Joseph? Mr. Heathcliff? Have you seen him?
I Lord in heaven.
Come, man, catch your breath and tell us what's wrong.
I'd just gone out to the barn to see what damage the storm had done when I heard voices. It was fearful, I tell you, on such a night.
Voices? Whose voices?
Mr. Heathcliff's and a young woman.
A young woman?
It sounded like Miss Cathy. But when I went to look, I couldn't see a thing. And the voices were further away. And I followed and saw nothing. But always the voices were just beyond me. And soon we were all the way across the moor. And then...
Then?
Just as I thought I'd caught up to them, I tripped and discovered it.
Discovered what?
Heaven help me. It was Mr. Heathcliff's body. Was lying alone by the big cave at the foot of Penistone Crag.
Heathcliff! Heathcliff!
Kathy!
Oh, I've waited so long. At last you've come to me, Heathcliff.
Oh, Kathy, my bride. My bride.
We buried the body of Mr. Heathcliff at the side of Miss Cathy's grave. It was a still, mild day. I lingered near them. Under that benign sky, watched the moths fluttering among the heather and the harebells, listened to the soft wind breathing through the grass, and wondered how anyone could ever imagine unquiet slumbers for the sleepers in that quiet earth.
From Studio One at CBS, you have just heard Fletcher Markle's production of Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Another full-hour Columbia feature from the pages of the world's great storytellers. Tonight's script was prepared especially for this series by Joseph Ruskell, and the original musical score was composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Now again, Mr. Markle.
May a producer introduce the principal members of our cast tonight. In the foreground...
Kathy.
...was played by Miriam Wolfe.
Isabella.
...was Anne Burr.
Edgar Linton.
...was Gregory Morton.
Hindley.
...was played by Hedley Rennie.
Mr. Earnshaw.
...was Horace Braham.
Ellen.
...who told the story was Hester Sondergaard. Robert Dryden played Joseph. Harold Young was the doctor. Ivor Francis and Louis Quinn were servants. And Jimsy Summers, Michael Artist, and Edwin Bruce were the children. Heathcliff was played by your producer. Next week from Studio One at CBS, one of the most memorable novels of recent years. A tender and affecting portrait of a family in one of the best-known communities in the world. We look forward happily to bringing you A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. Please be with us. A word now on a subject of national interest. Appearing almost every day in our magazines and newspapers are stories and pictures of men and women who have overcome physical handicaps and won a position for themselves in many fields of endeavor. These people never require any special attention. They only ask for a chance to prove their worth. Businessmen are discovering their value more and more frequently. And now, until next week, until Betty Smith's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, this is Fletcher Markle with a good night and thank you from all of us in Studio One.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.